this is Life Hacks. You're going to save us 30 seconds to a minute to, I don't know, just somehow how we can chew up a little bit of time there when we're going about our daily lives in this lockdown period. Isn't that right, David?
Yes, we're here to change your life.
We're here to change your life. It's the little things that count, because the little things add up. You know, those 1%ers, 1%, 2%, 3%, keep on going before you know it. It's 100% and you're a brand new person. So,
definitely.
What have you got for us this week?
Today's is, cleaning your kettle is really hard.
Correct.
So,
and they get surprisingly dirty as well, considering there's only ever really water that goes in there.
Yeah, at the base, right?
Yeah, disgusting. Same as a toaster. You ever cleaned out a toaster, David?
A toaster? No, I don't look inside the toaster.
Nobody does. If you do, though, it's a rude shock. Let me tell you, when you look inside a toaster, it's a brute. You think about it, put a piece of toast down on the counter, right, David? You know, and you leave it there for 10 seconds, and then you go and pick it up and you finish your piece of toast. Or you walk around the house eating a piece of toast without a plate. How think of all the crumbs that are getting everywhere.
Oh, man.
So that's happening within the toaster. It's crazy. Anyway, not to circumvent this conversation, we're talking about kettles, not toasters. But clean your toasters, people. They get grubby. Anyway, take it away, David.
Yes, so to clean your kettle, you don't need to scrub or anything. All you need to put is a few slices of lemon inside and let it boil.
Is that right?
It is right. Like, it works really well.
What does it do? Is the citric acid or something like corrosive to whatever builds up or something?
I'm not a very science guy, but I believe
Fair
so.
Enough. Neither am I. It's fair enough. But all you know is that it works.
All I know is that it works. It works really well. You don't even need a scrub or anything. You just boil it and it's done.
That's a good start. And then I suppose in theory as well, then you've got lemon tea just ready to go. So it's dual purpose.
Yeah, that's true.
Not only are you saving us time, this is a dual purpose life hack from you, David. You're not even as good. you're better than you even realize, because not only have you told us this is how you can save some time cleaning the kitchen, cleaning your utensils and stuff, but then at the end there's a nice treat for all your hard work, or limited hard, easy work actually, as you've made it now, previously known as hard work, now easy work, thanks to the lemon slices, and then you can pour it straight out into your favourite mug and enjoy a delicious hot beverage in the morning or the afternoon or the evening, no caffeine. You could have it at midnight if you wanted to, it wouldn't matter, and you can just go straight to bed. Jeez, that's good stuff. That's good stuff from you, David.
You boosted my ego.
I've got a little life hack for you. I've got one. It is also kitchen related. It's not nearly as good as yours, and it's not even really a life hack. It's just become a Jared life hack of sorts.
That's so softy.
Have you got an air fryer?
Oh yeah, I do.
See, every time I ask someone if they got an air fryer, most people say yes, and most people say it with the same kind of inflection that you've just had, where you go, "Oh yeah, I do." Where you know what I'm about to say, which is how good they are.
Yeah.
I've never used one. My new housemate has an air fryer. I pinched it yesterday for like 3 minutes, because that's all I needed it for, was just to cook through some sweet potato to put in a salad I was making. Absolute game changer. I always thought it was a little bit of like pish posh. I'd never poo-pooed air fryers, but I didn't think they would be as good as they are, and they are fantastic. So
they're
good.
The best.
It's incredible. And I think I received one probably a couple of years ago from my granddad. He was giving it away, and I just never used it, because I think I was a bit spooked, because he gave me an electric razor when I first started growing a little bit of peach fuzz and stuff on my face, and I used it once and it cut up my face to no ends. I got all these pimples, I was bleeding and stuff. It really spooked me. So appliance gifts from him, I think I just put a red line through. But I should have listened about the air fryers. They're good stuff.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. I don't know what else to say. It just cooks stuff really quickly with limited oil, and it's crispy and easy to clean. It's, what more could you want?
Like, I don't know why some people don't have it. It's great.
I don't know. Some people are traditionalists. You can't help those people. I was one, but I've seen the light.
You've seen the light.
I've seen the light. All righty. Thank you, David. That was Life Hacks.